The major players behind the No on Issue 2 campaign say they had a tough hill to climb. They had to overcome what seemed like a simple sell. People want to pay less for prescription drugs. But Dale Butland, spokesperson for the opposition, says they were able to turn the tide because they argued it would actually increase costs for 2/3 of Ohioans, and they got dozens of respected groups to come out against the measure. That includes doctors, nurses, and pharmacy associations.
People trust those organizations, and if every expert who had looked at this, or virtually every expert who looked at this, said it was a bad idea, I think that was enough for most voters in Ohio.
On the other side, supporters of Issue 2 believe there's an easy explanation to how Butland and the No side won. Money. Reports show that the opposition, backed by big drug companies, raised more than $70 million to fight the measure that would force the state to buy drugs at a discounted rate. Yes on Issue 2 spokesperson Dennis Willard says that kind of money bought up ads and other campaign materials that caused confusion.
The money was a tremendous fog for voters, unfortunately. And keep in mind, that $75 million are all from excess profits these drug companies make from overcharging and price gouging patients.
Confusing seemed to be the word used over and over again to describe Issue 2. Some even suggested that when voters are confused about a ballot issue, they tend to vote no. But Butland strongly rejects that claim.
I think that's insulting. Ohio voters are perfectly capable of understanding issues and making up their own mind.
Nearly 80% of the voters rejected Issue 2. Kurt Steiner managed the opposition's campaign. He says that overwhelming win tells him that voters knew what they were doing when they headed to the polls.
When you have numbers like this, there's not a whole lot of confusion. We could see in our own internal polling that most people that were voting no were definitely voting no, which is a clear sign that they understand what's on the ballot, and they didn't like it.
Willard counters that the historic amount of money raised against Issue 2 was used to convince people to, in his words, vote against their own interests.
Tonight solves nothing when it comes to the out-of-control drug prices that people have to deal with every day in their lives. That's what this was about. We want to lower drug prices.
This is the second failure for the Drug Price Relief Act. Last year, drug companies spent more than $100 million in California, where the proposal lost by 6 points. But Willard says the idea is not dead. Supporters will try to pass it next in South Dakota and Washington, D.C. But with the lopsided results in Ohio, does he think this is a big win for drug companies?
No. I think the drug companies are in hiding. They stayed in the shadows during this entire campaign. They created a phony corporation so that they wouldn't even have to put their company's names on the checks that they wrote to fund this effort.
Butland and Steiner say this wasn't about the drug companies, but instead about their claim that people would see their health care costs go up. Steiner adds that the sponsor of the issue, Michael Weinstein, founder of the AIDS Healthcare Foundation, never gathered input from Ohio's medical groups and other organizations before putting the language on the ballot.
Everybody involved in the healthcare system wants to participate in the decisions that are made in that healthcare system, and they probably should be. We've seen what happens in Washington. We've seen what happens in other places when the people that know the most aren't involved in the decisions.
Issue 2 would have been an initiated statute, creating state law. The last initiated statute to pass was the indoor smoking ban in 2006. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.